York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, indeed. And how are you? Welcome to the big radio show. Happy Thursday to you on this 21st day of June, year of our Lord 2018. And also, the longest day of the year. Happy summer solstice. Wearing anything kind of freaky and some flowers in your hair and stuff like that, because that's what they do at Stonehenge on this longest day. Yeah, so summer solstice was 6:07 a.m. this morning Eastern time. And so we have now tilted as far as we are going to tilt. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe that's it. Maybe we are tilting as far as we can tilt, and we're going to start tilting back the other way until December 21st, and that's winter solstice. So enjoy the longest day of the year. You know what I don't understand is why is it that after summer solstice, the temperatures seem to heat up? But anyway. So enjoy your summer solstice, and the crowd that's been showing up since who knows when at Stonehenge, they showed up again this morning in large. I mean, thousands of people go to Stonehenge for I can't tell you why, but it is one of the most well-known celebrations over in the UK. So happy summer solstice to you, and let's see. This is the immigration show, right? Every day we're talking about immigration. And so today we pick up on the next chapter of the continuing saga of immigrants and America and the border and the fight that has been going on. New York Times has a piece today with all kinds of old-time photos and everything else about family separation. There, Nicholas Kristof, who is the opinion writer over at the New York Times, says Trump wasn't the first to separate families, and lists a whole bunch of things back in history that where people have separated families, and that doesn't make it any more palatable. Nope. And I know some of you have tried to make that argument. Well, Tom, I mean, it's not like it's been done before, you know. I mean, Obama. I feel like I'm back in the eighth grade when somebody does that, because I'd come home from school and I'd be in trouble, and my mother would say to me, well, Jimmy was doing it too. That argument didn't work with my mother. I don't think it works with anybody else. All right, so today the next chapter is, hey, boys and girls, the fabulous, wonderful, success-oriented Congress that we have is going to vote on two immigration bills today. Andy, have you seen a time on one? Are we expecting a particular time when they're going to do this? I haven't seen. I presume it's going to be this evening. If typical them, they'll do it in the dark of night when you are sound asleep. They will probably be having the ceremonies at the House. So they're going to vote on these two immigration bills. One of them, which is considered to be more conservative, was written by House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte. And Bob Goodlatte has a very good reputation for being a good guy, straight shooter, all that sort of stuff. But he's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And so that's one bill that's going to come forward. And the other one is, believe it or not, a compromise proposal negotiated by the Freedom Caucus members, who are the more conservative Republicans in the House, and the moderates in the House, and the House leadership. So that's the one that seems to have a better chance. Both bills have the president's support, and both of them cover similar priorities on immigration, but only one addresses the separation of families. They've added that into the second one. Good Lad had already done his bill before this whole thing exploded over the last couple of days. So the Good Lad bill also cuts legal immigration numbers. And we, like I said, we allow a million in right now, but they're going to be cutting that down. I'm looking for the number here. I know the president one time was talking about making it maybe 500,000. I got to tell you, I think that is not smart. I think that is flying in the face of the reality that we face in this country. And one of the items that I've been carrying around with me, and it's been around for a long, long time, but it's getting more attention, is the fact that the growth in the retiring baby boomers numbers, those numbers are building. And as more and more people are stepping out of the workforce at retirement age or after and asking for their Social Security and asking for their Medicare and asking for all of these various things, these entitlements, we did this story, a week or two ago about the fact that these programs are going broke. They don't have the money. Now, I know they were supposed to, but they spent it. So they don't have the money. So where are they going to get the money for all this? Well, one of the suggestions for a long time, this isn't something that just came up because of the current immigration fiasco. This is about the fact that we have a nation that is changing. The workforce is changing. The culture is changing. The ethnicity is changing. We have more legal immigrants in this country, and they pay taxes, and they send in their money into the Social Security system and the Medicare system. And so a lot of people in the math business are going, you're nuts if you don't let more immigrants in. But right now, the word immigrant seems to be a four-letter word. There's a lot of people in this country that are, I guess it's a hangover from the days when people would say, I'll tell you what, these immigrants, they're taking American jobs. That's what they're doing. The problem with that argument now is we have more jobs available than we have people looking for jobs. And the stories are endless of employers who've called this program and have said, I can't find people to work for me. I pay good wages. I've got benefits. I can't find people. So we have a labor crunch. We can get through it with keeping everything just as it is right now. But to cut back on the number of people that we allow into this country every year seems a little short-sighted to me. We're going to need more people to come in to pay payroll taxes. And, like I said, immigrant is a four-letter word right now. So, back to these bills. Paul Ryan came out earlier today and was talking to the media about the fact that, I sure hope one of these passes, but he wasn't sounding all that positive. And I said yesterday he wouldn't bring these bills forward unless he had the votes. I'm starting to think maybe he's putting it up there and saying, all right, we're going to do our part again. The House is going to put this up. The president said he will sign either one of them, so we just need to get one of them through, and they're horse trading right now on the floor of the House. They're in the back halls of the House, I really should say. That still, though, doesn't answer the question about if they pass one of these bills, what happens in the Senate? And that they got to get 60 votes. So will the Democrats play politics, and or are they going to try and do what is an effort to try to help with the immigration problem? Both bills cover the four pillars that the president has said are his priorities. Number one, they provide a legal status, not citizenship, but a legal status for DACA kids. Number two, I shouldn't say kids. A lot of them are full-grown adults now. Number two, they increase border security, including building the wall. Number three, they end the diversity visa lottery, which gives 55,000 visas annually to applicants who basically win the lottery. And number four, it limits the so-called chain migration, in which people here in the U.S. can bring in all of their uncles and aunts and nephews and nieces and sisters and brothers and everybody else. So here's the number. I knew I had it here somewhere. Good Lats Bill says instead of a million, no. This is for DACA. The DACA kids, Good Lats Bill says there's 690,000 of these DACA kids. And so we allow 690,000 DACA recipients to renew their legal status every 3 years. That's it. No pathway to citizenship. The president had said 1.8 million because there's a lot of DACA kids that never signed up because they didn't want to be on the government list. The wall, Good Lat Bill put $30 billion for the wall and other border security measures. The compromise bill has $25 billion for the wall and other border security measures. So I don't know if you think they're going to be able to get this done. But if they can't get this done in this environment with all the pressure, with all of the things going on with immigration right now, well, let me ask you, do you want them to try to pass this bill that the president has asked for these four items? And they're mostly complying with what the president wants. Not completely, but pretty darn close. And they've got a compromise going between the more conservative members and the moderates. No, I don't know where the Democrats are on this. I presume this is going to be a Republican-only deal. What's your estimate of will they be able to pass one or both or neither of these immigration bills? Phone number is 855-295-6600. This is Congress on parade, man. If they can't get this done, 855-295-6600. Do you think they can do it? We'll be right back.
Enjoy our discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call them like I see them.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
Okay, so I have to admit something. I was in a meeting the last hour. And in the last hour, they had the vote on the Good Lat Bill, and it went down in flames. So, every Democrat voted against the Good Lat Bill, and 41 Republicans voted against the Good Lat Bill. I don't have their names, but I can probably dig them out if I need to. But then the other bill, the moderate bill, why don't we put that off until tomorrow? Yeah. Because they don't have the votes for it, and so they are now delaying the vote on the moderate bill until Friday. And they're going to have a meeting, a come-to-Jesus meeting, with all of the members of the Republican House, the Republicans in the House, at in about 1 hour from now, 4:30. And that's when Paul Ryan and Kevin McCarthy and all the others get in there and beat the tar out of the other Republicans to get them to vote for something. So they're going to have a big sales meeting at 4:30 to try to talk him into it, and then have a vote. It just says delayed until Friday. I don't know if that means Friday at 12:01 a.m. or maybe because those guys leave. They got their flights already scheduled for leaving. They don't work on Fridays. Oh, I would think it would have to be maybe tonight. Could be tomorrow. I don't have a time on it. But so the Good Lat Bill went down in flames. 41 Republicans said no. All Democrats said no. Nancy Pelosi came out and said this is not a compromise bill coming up with Democrats. This is, she said, nope. So she's basically giving the thumbs down on any Democrats voting for the compromise bill. So that's where that stands. But the other thing that's popped up here this afternoon is that the president because a bunch of people, they're not, look, the Democrats have a great argument on their hands. They have got the public behind them about this, treating these kids, separating these kids. Oh my gosh, this is the worst thing ever. And they're milking it, and then all of a sudden the president pulled the rug out from underneath them by going, okay, I'll sign an executive order. Oh man. So today, every Democrat worth his or her salt is coming out and going, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. That, yeah, the kids are still there in those camps, in those detention centers. So the president ordered earlier this morning federal agencies to reunite immigrant families that were split up by his administration's policy. So he announced a directive to the Departments of Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, and the Justice Department during a cabinet meeting today in which he discussed immigration. So, cut three. This is the president at the cabinet meeting talking about reuniting the families.
We have to house these minors, and we have to house them safely. And frankly, we have to house them, and we should be taking good care of them, and then we should return them back home. That's what we have to do. But every time we ask for resources, the Democrats say no. They say no to everything. They're obstructionists because they think that's good politically. I think it's bad politically. For them, I think it's bad politically. We'll see. In addition, Democrat and court-ordered loopholes prevent family detention and lead to family separation, no matter how you cut it. I signed a very good executive order yesterday, but that's only limited, no matter how you cut it. It leads to separation ultimately. I'm directing HHS, DHS, and DOJ to work together to keep illegal immigrant families together during the immigration process and to reunite these previously separated groups.
So, that's got some clear as mud. Because how can you keep them separate, not separate them, put them back together? First of all, how are they going to get them back together? I told you yesterday, we have kids from this program that are here in New York, 2,000 miles away from McAllen, Texas. How are they going to reunite all these people? And then you've got a bunch of airlines saying, you're not using our airline, we're not going to transport anybody. Then you've got the mayor of Atlanta, the governors of Georgia and South Carolina and a bunch of other places, Virginia, saying, we're pulling our, Maryland, Republican governor in Maryland saying, we're pulling our National Guard people back. We're not going to put up with anything. This business at the border is baloney. So I don't know what they're going to do. I got the feeling they will not be able to pass an immigration bill. And the president's saying, reunite the families, but they're not going to refer them for prosecution either.
Prime time, all the time, with Tom Sullivan.
All right, so let me just give you, I don't even know what I'm talking about here because nobody seems to know what they're talking about. I've got the announcements. Let me give that to you. Border Patrol will stop referring migrant parents who cross the U.S. illegally with children for prosecution, says an official of the Border Patrol. So they will no longer refer parents of migrant children for prosecution. Decisions whether or not to prosecute are the purview of the Department of Justice. So you've got the DOJ saying one thing. You've got the Border Patrol saying something different. President Trump's order said the government would maintain a zero-tolerance policy. Nope, we're not changing that. But the senior U.S. official who talked to the Washington Post was asked to explain how the government would change enforcement practices. Said Border Patrol agents were instructed yesterday evening to stop sending parents with children to federal courthouses for prosecution. Justice Department spokesman denied changes to the zero tolerance policy and said prosecutions will continue. But decisions, I know, my head's spinning too. Decisions to refer migrants for criminal charges after crossing illegally rest with the Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol said, we're suspending prosecutions of adults who are members of family units until ICE can accelerate resource capability to allow us to maintain custody. In other words, they don't have the room. Back to the Justice Department. Spokeswoman for the Justice Department, Sarah Flores, said zero tolerance remains in effect. There has been no change to the department's zero tolerance policy to prosecute adults who cross our border illegally. So the Justice Department is saying, we're going to continue prosecuting these people. The Border Patrol is saying, we've been told not to. So you see why I say this is as clear as mud? I don't know what they're doing with these people at the border. I don't know how they're going to get the families reunited, because the government always does such a great job of keeping track of people. How are they going to get these kids from New York back to McAllen, Texas? Phone number is 855-295-6600. This has Stephen Miller's fingerprints all over it. He screws up everything he touches. Nobody thought this through. And now they're trying to figure out how to undo the political problem they have. And you've got Justice Department talking out of one mouth and the Border Patrol talking out of another mouth. I presume there's a lot of confusion at the border. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Bob in Brentwood, California. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob, going once. I know you're there. I hear noises. I hear something, but all right. John in Reno, Nevada. John, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Thank you, Tom. Yep. I don't want to appear too cynical, but it seems like both bills are focused on the $25 billion or $30 billion to build the Trump Wall from Brownsville to, you know, Tijuana, the 1,500-mile wall.
Right.
I think that's where his head's at. And then if you actually listen to President Trump, he says, okay, let's unite the parents with the children, which, right, by the way, they can only keep children in jail for 20 days legally.
Which is another problem. Exactly.
Yeah, they've already extended that too far. But then he says, okay, and then our job is to get them back to Mexico. He's more or less saying, all the DACA kids, all the illegal aliens, he wants them out of the United States. He's very clear on that. He wants the wall, and he wants anybody that's illegal here back into Mexico. There's nothing ambiguous about Donald Trump. You know, he is actually saying exactly what he wants. That's what he wants. So,
are they going to prosecute these people or not?
No, they're going to deport them. They want to deport them back to Mexico. That's his goal, to deport them out of the United States. As many as it takes. If it takes 20 million deportations, let's have 20 million deportations. He doesn't want to try them in our
I don't court. Know.
He doesn't want to incarcerate them. He wants them out of the United States.
Right, but that's nice.
That
except for one of the things that I think we've all learned is that there are a ton of complex rules regarding people that are crossing the border illegally. So can they just, what do they do? Do they drive them back to the border crossing and say, get out? Or what? Do they have to do something? Do they have to go to a court?
ICE has got immigration buses. They'll take them and put them on the bus.
No. You're missing my point, John.
Go ahead.
Do they have the authority to just dump them on the side of the road?
I think they do.
I don't know.
The president seems to feel they do. They don't.
Well,
he feels that they're here illegally.
The president doesn't make the law. The law that we're working off of here is the immigration law, and it needs to be fixed.
Right.
Everybody agrees But I mean, your idea of just driving down to the corner of the border and say get out. I don't know if they can, because right now the border patrol is, if they could do that, wouldn't you think they would say they would do that? But they're saying, nope, we cannot refer them to we can't bring them to the courthouse. So we have them detained, and we don't have enough room to detain all of the families, especially once we reunite them, however long and however process that's going to take. So I'm looking at this and going, I don't hear anybody saying we're going to drive them back to the border and dump them off. I don't think they can.
Donald Trump saying that's his executive order. He said it very
well,
clearly.
John, presidents are not gods. They're not dictators. They have to abide by the law. What Donald Trump says doesn't mean that's what's going to happen.
It's an executive order. He's created an executive order to have the law.
He did not create an executive order to deport them.
Well,
have you read the executive order? John, have you? I don't care what he said. Have you read the order? That's yes or no. You talk about the executive order. Have you read his executive order?
Well, they've just paraphrased it on the news.
Okay. Well, I've read it.
They were going to reunite the children with the parents.
It says specifically that all these federal agencies are basically to get to work on providing facilities to take these families and put them back together again and have them together. We don't have the facilities. Looking at military, he wants the Department of Defense to work on this, the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, Health and Human Services. He's given them all orders, but not one word is deport them. Not one word.
No, his last statement was, and then we will return them to their native country. That's part of the
after
plan.
A judge adjudicates that they shall be returned. The president is not the lawmaker. That's the problem you're missing.
That's what Donald Trump wants.
He's not a dictator. He doesn't get to say do this and it will happen. I don't know why you're having a hard time figuring that out.
Backing of the Senate and the Congress, as he's done on just about every other proposition, the tax cut and the freedom of taxation for the big corporations, he got them to back those ideas, which are wacky. And now this is going to be another one of his crazy ideas. He's going to get his wall.
All right. I got to hit my break. But, John, thank you.
Tom Sullivan.
So I see this as confusion, and despite John's insistence that Donald Trump said he wanted him deported, Donald Trump is not a dictator. He doesn't get to say deport them, and voila, that happens. There is a legal process, and they have to be referred to a court. They get their day in court if they get into this country. Once their feet are on our property, they are protected by the Constitution. And they get their day in court. So Border Patrol says, we've been told to stop referring these people who cross into the U.S. illegally with children for prosecution. But the president keeps talking about we need zero tolerance. Cut four. This is the president at the cabinet meeting saying, without zero tolerance, the U.S. will be overrun with illegals.
If we took zero tolerance away, you would be overrun as a country. You'd have millions of people pouring through our border. If you took zero tolerance away, everybody would come right now. They'd be getting their little belongings, unfortunately, and they would be heading up. You would have a run on this country the likes of which nobody's ever seen.
And I think we're going to have that, because if I was an immigrant family and I heard all I have to do is bring children with me and we will not be referred for prosecution. Doesn't that seem like it's an open border? Border Patrol will not stop you if you have children and refer you for prosecution. But they're still insisting that we have a zero tolerance policy. Something's not adding up here for me. Maybe you could explain it to me. The phone number here is 855-295-6600. Ott in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Hello, Ott.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, I've got an idea, a spin on this. They got the Department of Justice, the JAG system, now working for our federal government trying to prosecute these people because they thought so little ahead, the prosecutions of these people, that they're happening involved in the Department of Justice. They used to have a fund that because once you're in our court systems, you're entitled to an attorney. They made that fund disappear. Those people now aren't entitled to a legal standing. They're not able to get attorneys to get them bailed out. Not able to have any legal representation, which is our Constitution, by the way. That's our Constitution. I know the right doesn't like to hear that, but that's the way it is. It's our Constitution. You have a right for a legal defense.
Right.
So they've involved the Department of Defense because our Justice Department doesn't have ample supply of attorneys to hammer these people.
Right, and that's
I don't know if these JAG attorneys are going to have any standing in this court's ball. But when this is all said and done, I'll tell you what I'd like to see done.
What?
I'd like to see all these quislings of Trump taken over to Nuremberg, just like the Nazis were after the end of World War II.
Oh, my.
Because seeing those little children crying and carrying on like they are,
being drugged
around like they are,
yeah.
I think it's a crime against humanity. And I want to see them go on the world stage and justify their actions. I want to see those creeps get prosecuted.
Well, you'll have to go back to prior administrations who did the same thing, by the way. Not at the scale of this, not at the size of this.
Never put 2,000 people out like that.
Well, what they're doing, Ott, is if they're not going to refer them for prosecution, what happens to them? What do you think happens next? You're an immigrant. You're standing there.
And what happens next? They block the points of entry for people to ask for asylum. They block them. They wouldn't let them go through them.
Stick with the question. So you are now, you've crossed illegally. You're in America. Your feet are on the ground, and the Border Patrol has been told not to refer you because you have children with you for prosecution. What do you think happens next? I think they get a ticket.
They can't get through the points of entry where they're allowed to because they're being blocked.
Okay, so they go over the fence. Point is, what happens to them? What do you think happens?
So far, the parents have been deported and the children have been
deported. No.
We already know.
No. Ott, you're having a hard time focusing. All right. Brian in Holland, Michigan. Brian, hi. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Thanks, Tom.
I think your screener should
make people acknowledge I hate Trump before they come on the line.
I think it's pretty clear, but that's another whole topic.
Yeah.
What do you make of this?
People talk about zero tolerance like it's some weapon. Zero tolerance is what exists between North Korea and South Korea. And I'm not implying that we put up barbed wire and machine gun nests. My point is that we don't have the political will, and the majority of people don't honestly care about it, or else we would have a wall. So let's either decide we want a wall or we don't want a wall. Make it a constitutional amendment. I don't care. There's laws on the books that say people can't come in illegally. For over 100 years, people would come to the ports of entry and wait. And they would wait to get in.
They're doing that right now. There's families on the Mexican side that are just sitting there. I saw William Lajeunesse talking to a bunch of them in Tijuana this morning. They're all on the Mexican side waiting for their chance to cross. So they're there. They're waiting.
And they're doing it legally, and they're being essentially de facto discriminated against for following the law.
Well, there is a practical problem. They don't know where Well, if you come across through legally, through a port of entry, and you ask for asylum, then you are not separated. You haven't been separated. But they still have to go through the court system, and we are 700,000 cases backlog. So it's impractical what they're trying to do. Absolutely impractical.
I understand the heartstrings that people like to pull with kids, but where in the law, and I'm fine with changing the law if that's what's needed, but where in the law does it say a child is a shield against prosecution? There is none.
No.
So put them all in jail or deport them all, one or the other. Don't split them up. But either put them in jail, put them on a military reservation, or send them back. I don't care.
So,
I just want it. It's ridiculous.
At this point, the Border Patrol is still saying they are not referring them for prosecution. I'm curious, what do you think happens to them? I'm thinking they're getting a ticket and being sent on their way. I think it's a misdemeanor. First of all, it's a misdemeanor.
They disappear.
Yeah, they basically are getting jaywalking tickets, and you and the kids have a nice day. Here's your ticket. Sign here. And they go away.
They disappear into the system, and they figure out how to build the system, get some kind of a free handout on the taxpayer dollar, and the ones on the left are just squeaky happy about it.
But meantime, the president keeps talking about we have zero tolerance, and I'm going, I don't think so. I think we have a quasi-open border. But, Brian, I got to hit my break. But thank you. I always appreciate your call. We'll be right back, folks.